Everybody knows, and if you know it, I'll explain to you right now what Demai is. What's Demai? Demai. What's Demai? Demai is like this. There is produce, Jewish produce, which has to be mufrash, which has to be separated. The tithes have to be separated. There are many different tithes we take, okay? You can take truma, you can take maaserisha on the first separations, etc. Now, if an Am Haaretz, I don't know how to translate that exactly, the nation of the land, sounds something like from patriotic American, America, nation of the land. But if an Am Haaretz, a very, very simple person, says to you that he took truma, we believe him. But if he says to you, I took maaserisha, I took the first tenth, so then dirabanan and midirabanan, we don't believe him, right? Even though most do take, and that's why daraisim and hatorah is believed, but midirabanan, we don't believe him. We're choshed. And in fact, there's a whole mesechta, a whole part of Shas called, guess what? Demai, right? Which discusses all these halachas, okay? So we don't believe midirabanan, from the rabbinic decree, we don't believe the Am Haaretz when he says to us, what? I took Maaser Rishon, right? And you have to take the Maaser again. What does it have to do with anything? I don't know. I thought it would just be interesting for you guys to know that. Thank you for laughing. Somebody has a good sense of humor out there. Rabosai, I'll tell you what it has to do. It has everything to do with everything. Because even though when the Amar tells you on Friday that he took Maaser, you don't believe him. If you speak about the same stuff on when? Shabbos, the Yushalmi in Demai, I know what it's doing there. The Yerushalmi in Demai says to us, we believe him. Amazing. The same produce on Friday, he's not believed about, but on Shabbos, the Yerushalmi says, he is believed. Now, why would that be? So the Yerushalmi says famously, because Emsa the Shabbos Olav, the fear of Shabbos is on him. And he wouldn't lie. On Friday, he might lie. On Sunday, he might lie. Tuesday's a big lying day. Not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the fear of Shabbos is on him. This is what we call Aims of the Shabbos. It's an amazing, amazing idea, an amazing piece of knowledge. Shabbos somehow changes a person's, even his idea of truth and falseness, that the same person who were worried would lie on Friday, and on Sunday, on Shabbos, we don't assume he lies. Amazing. Let's try to understand this a little bit. Why is that? Okay, so I'd like to share two ideas which relate to what we've been talking about all the time. One is based on what we've been saying, that Shabbos is, of course, Mara al-Koach Chiddush, what we've spoken about four or five times already, which is such a basic yisod, a basic foundational point for us to remember about Shabbos. That is what? That Shabbos is Mara al-Chiddush. Shabbos reminds us God created the world, right? If he rested, it means he started. If he started, it means he started from nothing. Or we just remember the 6 days of creation, right? That's one of the things the person should be focusing on. Find time, my friends, on Shabbos to think. During the meal, when you're walking home, during davening. Otherwise, you're missing Shabbos. It shouldn't just be a regular day. Where is on my head? On Shabbos, you spend time thinking about Emunah, about our belief system, what I believe. And one of the things we have to think about thinking specifically, the reason God gave us Shabbos was to think about this idea that God created this world from nothing, specifically from nothing. And since he created from nothing, that reminds us that what? Everything that does exist only exists in his ratzon, in his will. Everything is his will. Everything that is or ever will be is his will. We see a world that's separate from him. But Shabbos reminds us it's not separate from him. Ein od milvado, there's nothing but him. What does that mean? Everything exists, including me. The whiskers on my face, the tefillin on my head, the glasses on my nose, right? The LG taping me right now, all exists because of his will. It all exists because of his will. Now, if you think about it, that's really a fearful thought, right? Ooh, right? It's easy for us to say God is everywhere. What does that really mean? God's rutzon is everywhere. His rutzon for the world to be is everywhere, right? That's a fearful thought. If you think about it, whoa, there's a real reality here that's there all the time. I thought I was alone. I thought I could do whatever I want after 12:30 in the Moshav. God is everywhere. All week I forget that. But on Shabbos, when I remember that he created the world, and if he created the world from nothing, it means everything is in his ratzon. So then I remember that idea that it's really all from him. That's fearful. Okay? Another way to look at it is what Rav Shimshon Pinkus emphasizes, and we'll touch on this just for a moment, is like this. If we think about it, all gvulot, right, all boundaries are based on the fact that we see the world as something separate from him, right? Can't be. The whole Jewish people cannot fit Bein Badei Ha'aron. All the Jews between the two rods of the Aron Kodesh, 3 million people squeezing there? That doesn't make any sense. That can't be. But that was a nes, that was a wondrous action which happened. And every time we think about it, right, something of 3 amos would fit into something of 4 amos. All boundaries of reality that we see is because we see the world as separate, right? Chukei HaTeva, the laws of gravity have to be, right? Nothing, you believe, try it. Is anybody ready to throw his iPhone up into the air and check if it stays there? I'll bet you're not, right? Because you know the Chukei HaTeva have to be. This is reality, gravity, is nothing else. But on Shabbos, we remember the whole world is mechudash mimeno. It's all new from him. Yesh me'ayin. It's all happening all the time, right? He's creating only by his will. That means the next second, the next second, he's creating it again. Now, we assume he's going to create it with those same boundaries. That's true, right? But the more we remember that there really is no boundary because he's recreating it all the time. So yesterday's world could have the boundaries. Tomorrow's world cannot have the boundaries. And that brings us, in closing, very much into touch in how much his koach has built the balas tachas, what we call Ein Sofias, his unbelievable control of the world, right? So Shabbos, when I get attached, here's the point, guys. Shabbos, when I attach myself to the idea that he has created everything, reminds me how boundless everything really is. And really, maybe today, vinegar doesn't light. Like the Gemara says, tomorrow maybe vinegar will light, right? And maybe tomorrow gravity won't happen. And the more I get in touch with that idea of the building tachlis and the bala, that Hashem is bala, kol kochos kulam, he can do everything. And Shabbos reminds you of that, then I'm really fearful. Whoa! So Shabbos, Hashem really controls everything. So the two ideas are one, either it's just idea that, again, that idea that his rutzen is everything, that's a fearful thought. Close, but different. Think about it afterwards. The idea that he controls everything is so emphasized on Shabbos, and that also is room to be fearful. And that's what we find. That's why even the simple man, however you translate it, on Shabbos won't lie. Okay, everybody.